Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined by one of the few veteran members, one of just three seniors playing regularly for the very young Big Green of Dartmouth this season, actually returning to our program, and we're talking to him last season, Grant Opperman, who is a senior right wing from way south of Minnesota. And Grant, thanks for coming back to join us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bernie.
Well, last weekend, I guess, maybe a little bit of a microcosm of the Big Green season. You've had some very distinct highs and some very dramatic lows. And similar to that was the results overall. You get a big win at Brown, come from behind from a 2-0 deficit. You come back. We'll talk about that in a moment. You were a big part of tying that game up. And eventually a 5-4 win. And then not so good a fortune against Yale at Ingles. But I guess coming to this final weekend of the regular season, Grant, you know that the second season beckons, and you know that the bar can be raised very high with this team's capabilities. When you guys are on and putting it together, you can be a threat to anyone in the ECAC.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think right now it's just a matter of doing it consistently, like you mentioned. But we do have a young team, so some of that you can tolerate. But obviously when the puck drops in 2 weeks in the first round of the playoffs, it's stakes are a little higher, and you can tolerate a little bit less of it.
Indeed, the case, and there's a little bit of a different type of dynamic, and I guess curious to know what that effect has been like. You know, you being one of the leaders, really just the core group of just three of you guys as seniors, with you and Josh Hartley on the blue line, and also Troy Krenner up front. What's that overall been like in terms of the job that you guys in particular have had to do as seniors to try to assimilate this very young team? I mean, any given night, you've got, what, 9 freshmen, 9 rookies in the lineup all year long?
Yeah, I think, you know, on the ice, it's sort of, you know, as you mentioned, us three, me, Crema, and Josh trying to lead the way, just by example and what it takes, like, when you're on the ice, to get consistent results in this league, because it's obviously a good league. Then off the ice, it's been a joint effort, and definitely a guy who's kind of taking some guys under his wing is Kyle Nickerson, who hasn't been in the lineup. He's been out with injury for a good portion of the year. But he's also done a great job with the 11 young guys off the ice, and I know those 11 guys really look up to him, which kind of goes unnoticed throughout the course of the season just because of you know, his stat line. But I just wanted to mention him because, yeah, he's done a good job with the guys off the ice too. So it's been a joint effort from our entire class on just trying to teach them the ways and the culture of the program and kind of how to conduct yourself throughout your 4 years. And I think we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, you know, they're hardly freshmen anymore. I mean, most of them have played every game, so they've got a season under their belt. So, you know, in 2 weeks, we're not looking at them like, you know, they can't step up. So in 2 weeks, we're considering them sophomores, and they'll, I think they'll step up.
And I'm sure there'll be a situation here where there'll be a good deal, and you guys will be moving on, but a good deal of curiosity and interest, if you will, with such a young team that they kind of put the foundation. See what they can accomplish over the next few years could be quite a compelling story.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an extremely talented class. And, you know, the thing with those big classes is it's a really diverse class in terms of, you know, personalities. And I think that's you know, at times can be a little bit of a disadvantage, but I think overall, over the course of 4 years, it'll end up being a really good advantage for them, having guys with certain strengths stepping up in certain situations. So there's definitely some promising, there's definitely a promising future for that 2020 class, because they've been extremely, it's an extremely talented group of players.
You currently wearing the A on the sweater, and your line mate Kyle Hessler, of course, he's got the C as a captain, as a junior. And I guess it was almost impossible to be skating up front, not have a freshman up there with the number of freshmen in the lineup. And you've had Shane Seller with you, Shane, freshman forward, that has been manning the left side, you on the right side, and Hessler in the middle. What about the dynamic of the line and what it's been like to work with those guys recently?
Yeah, I mean, I've played with Carl in the past quite a bit. And, I mean, just every night you know you're going to get out of him. He's going to work hard. He's going to win. He's probably going to win the faceoff dot. You know, he's going to grind in the corners. He's going to do a lot of the dirty work, which, you know, makes life easier on his wings, of course, and that's probably why everyone loves playing with him. But you know what you're getting out of Carl, and then I haven't played with Shane as much, but, you know, he's a big body. keeps the game simple. So, you know, he's not a hard guy to figure out where he should be and how to play with him. So it's been good so far.
Overall, your performance with 15 points this season, you're just a little bit off the pace of what you've done. Your body of work in full season has been pretty consistent with 17, 19, and 19 points. So you can still hit that with the playoffs to come and this weekend to come. But a big offensive night for you against Brown. You know, once again, game, you got behind a couple early. You came back, was instrumental in getting that game tied. You got the first two to get it even, including one on the power play, and then scored a goal that proved to be pretty important later with the fourth. Just to take us through a little bit as far as the offensive performance for you overall and the fact of your seven this year, you've been a big part of the power play success, Grant. You've got three of your goals on the power play.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing about that game was our first shift. You know, we were pretty excited. It's, you know, always a fun game to play Brown, and we kind of owed them one from earlier this year where they beat us in overtime. But the first shift, we got out there, and we were pretty jacked up, and the puck took a couple funny bounces, and, like, next thing you know, it's in the back of our net, and, you know, there's no one really to blame for it or anything like that. It's just, you know, kind of one of those fluky goals. So we're coming back to the bench, and Hess and I are kind of thinking, like, oh, boy, like, I really hope this isn't going to be the way the night goes, where we're just not getting the bounces or things aren't going our way. And sure enough, I think two or three shifts later, we got one of the bounces, and I was able to tap one in on a pretty unbelievable pass from Alex Jasek. So, you know, it turned around pretty quickly for us, which was huge. And then the second one on the power play was a great look by Will Graber. I mean, those two, pretty much, to be honest with you, all three of my goals were pretty easy. My teammates made them pretty easy. So, you know, I was lucky and fortunate enough for that. And it was just one of those nights where, you know, I got a tough bounce early in the game, and then things were just going my way. So just one of those nights.
Well, Brown rallied right into the final minutes to make it 5-4. You got out with a big 2 points in the league race. And, gee, I hate to even bring it up, but your struggles against Yale this year got shut out twice in both of the contests. Just not a good matchup with Yale of all the teams. It seemed like they're the team you probably struggle with the most. Harvard is right at the top of the league. You had a big win against Harvard earlier this year, but Yale has not been a good matchup for you.
I don't know what exactly to attribute it to. Whether it's just like we've had off nights and they've been on, or it's just not a good matchup for us. But they gave it to us pretty good both times this season. I think at one point one of the players on Yale said you guys are the worst in the Ivy League, and I was like, well, standing wise we're not, but I can totally understand why you would think that at a 7-0 and 4-0. So. I don't know what to attribute it to, but it definitely gets under our skin, and especially on Saturday, it was an extremely physical game. So, you know, to be honest with you, and it's probably not that unlikely that we end up seeing them in the postseason, which, I mean, I think our whole team would probably, despite our two regular season failings, I think our whole team would look forward to, because there's definitely some bad blood between the two teams, and obviously, we don't take too kindly to losing 11-0 over the course of two games. So,
right. You
know, I would love to see him in the postseason. Despite the two games that we played this regular season, so it'd be awesome to see him in the postseason and maybe give him a taste of their own medicine again.
Absolutely, I can sense that from our conversation here that might be the best elixir for Dartmouth might be to see that club in the playoffs. That might be just what you need.
Absolutely.
Yep, indeed the case, and. On the horizon, with, you know, once again, the league races around college hockey, I mean, there's such parity. They're so tight. So much to be resolved when you get to these final weekends of the season. You think things start to come into focus. They really don't. And just to give some perspective here, you currently have 16 points in the league race, a point up on Colgate and Princeton, but just 2 points behind Yale, and have an opportunity to make a move. Your opponents this weekend, you'll have the opportunity to have the advantage of finishing up at Thompson. You'll have a chance to play Clarkson and St. Lawrence at home, which obviously is a plus for you. What about the challenge of the North Country visitors coming in here this weekend? And also, Grant, just the fact that you're going to get to play what could be, obviously bittersweet, it could be your final games coming up at Thompson Arena.
Yeah. I mean, we played St. Lawrence and Clarkson. It feels like so long ago. So, you know,
early December.
I guess that's a, it feels, so that's over half the season ago almost. And so it's nice to kind of see him later in the season when, you know, for probably two very different teams than we were, 3 months ago. So, I'm looking forward to that. As far as possibly playing our last game at Thompson, hopefully it's not, but yeah, my family's coming. I think all of our, all the guys in my class, all their families are coming, and I think even a couple buddies from home might come. So it'll definitely be bittersweet if it ends up being the last game at Thompson. But yeah, it'll definitely be an emotional one. But it, obviously, looking forward to it. And I think we need. Yeah, we'll try to get a couple wins so we can delay the last game at Thompson a couple weeks longer.
Indeed, I know that'd be pretty special for you to be at the back in the friendly confines of Thompson Arena for the following week to begin the ECAC playoffs. That'd be pretty important for you.
Yeah, and we've had home ice the last two, my sophomore and junior year. I don't think we had a freshman year, so it is definitely nice as far as, you know, being at home, obviously an advantage, and then the travel aspect of not having to go on the road for a weekend, which means, you know, we don't have to miss class that week, and, you know, we don't have to be on a bus ride after playing two hard games or anything like that. So it's definitely a huge advantage and definitely something that will be a main point of inspiration for us this weekend when we take to the ice against those two teams.
You mentioned about your family being in town. I know we talked about that last year, and truth be told, your dad is part of the ownership group of the Minnesota Wild, so there's a very deeply rooted hockey, you being from the Gopher State, not surprisingly, but all the way to the marquee team of the Gopher State with the Minnesota Wild, the NHL representative.
Yeah, it's a pretty good team to be a part of the ownership group right now.
Yes, sir.
Not so much in the past, and, you know, it hasn't always been, but right now it's a good time to be on the bandwagon.
Indeed, great time to be on the bandwagon. And also, my sources tell me that you've got ties not only in the family with the Minnesota Wild, but through your brother-in-law to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And that came in handy when you had an opportunity to play out in Pittsburgh earlier this year at the home of the Penguins.
Yeah, absolutely. Two good teams to be a part of the bandwagon. So, you know, it gives me an excuse to root for probably the most exciting team in the Eastern Conference, if not the NHL. So, big Penguins and Wild fan right now, and it's a good time to be both.
Indeed, and you did have an opportunity, and you got a W there against Robert Morris, and got the grand tour of the building from your brother-in-law back in November, back on Thanksgiving weekend. I know that was pretty special for you and your teammates.
Yeah, it was awesome. I also got to go out to, I think it was Game 4 of the Stanley Cup last year.
Ah.
Game 3 or Game 4. I got to go to the Game 3 or 4 of the Stanley Cup last year against San Jose there, and obviously an awesome experience. So definitely on the Pittsburgh Penguins bandwagon there.
Indeed. Well, so was I. Grant, truth be told, Mike Sullivan, one of my good friends in hockey, former Boston University captain and back captain of the 1990 BU team, which was a Final Four team. And I concur. That was a great, great playoff run and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job, obviously. So hopefully they keep it up this year.
Indeed the case. Well, you got a pick in the Eastern and Western Conference. So you got it all covered.
I know. It's looking good. My playoff pool is looking pretty good right now.
Indeed the case. Well, Grant, we want to thank you for coming back to join us. We appreciate it. And best of luck to you in the Big Green. You can go anywhere from 7 to 10 in the Wild ECAC race to the final weekend. So best of luck against the visitors from the North Country this weekend with St. Lawrence and Clarkson in town. And hopefully another chance for you and your small band of seniors to play again at Thompson Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Bernie.
Grant Opperman, junior forward, junior right winger for the Big Green of Dartmouth out of Wayzata, Minnesota. Our guest here this week on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.